Heroes of Faith hero Sorjuana Inez de la Cruz by Becky from Spokane. My hero is Sorjuana Inez de la Cruz. Sorjuana is a famous Mexican writer, poet, nun, and influential women's rights leader from the late 17th century. Sorjuana grew up in a Catholic family and was always praised for her intelligence. Although she was sought by many promising men, she decided to decline on marriage and wished to pursue her love for education in the convent. For the rest of her life, she remained in the convent of San Paula, receiving a well-versed education which shaped her compelling writing style. The most empowering part of Sorjuana's life is based in her writing. Sorjuana constantly produced literature works on women's freedom and women's rights. In particular, she criticized holy men for condemning prostitutes, while in the meantime, they were privately hiring them for themselves. Sorjuana also wrote a few literary works such as Los Empeños de una Casa. This novel is about a brother and sister trapped in a web of love. The themes of love and jealousy in the story are common themes throughout Sorjuana's writing. Not only did Sorjuana write, but she also found the time to teach music and drama to the girls attending Santa Paula School. During the Counter-Reformation, Sorjuana expressed her opinionated responses, which contradicted the intentions of the church through her writing. Anyone wishing to object to the church would be condemned and reprimanded for such behavior. Sorjuana, of course, was attacked in 1690 for some of her comments to the sciences and was told to focus on theology. This backlash from the Catholic Church, however, did not detain Sorjuana from impacting the world of Spanish and Mexican literature. The reason I find Sorjuana so intriguing is that despite being attacked by the Catholic Church, Sorjuana still surpassed any religious opinions that could possibly condemn her for her literary achievement. Although Sorjuana lived in Mexico, she influenced Spanish 17th literature as one of the most prominent women writers of her time. During a time when gender was associated with power, I think that it's impressive that Sorjuana went beyond the power limits of woman and made an impact on the Catholic Church and the Spanish-speaking world. Although her actions were controversial, she created poetry and literature that celebrated the knowledge and reasoning of woman. By being an opinionated woman, Sorjuana did suffer some consequences for her outspokenness and was pressured to sell her literary works, renew her religious vows, and sign penitential documents to her portrait. This that you see, the false presentment planned, with finest art and all the colored shows and reasonings of shade doth but disclose the poor deceits by earthly senses fanned. Here, where in constant flattery expand excuses for the stains that old age knows, pretexts against the year's advancing snows, the footprints of old seasons to withstand. 'Tis but vain artifice of scheming minds, 'tis but a flower fading on the winds, 'tis but a useless protest against fate, 'tis but stupidity without a thought, a lifeless shadow if we meditate. 'Tis death, 'tis dust, 'tis shadow, yea, 'tis not. Sorjuana Inez de la Cruz.